everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 653. I'm producer Gerald. Today, I'm joined by Ryan.
What up?
Good morning.
Hello. Howdy. How you doing?
Right.
It's nice outside. Mm-hmm. It's not too hot, not too cold.
And we're supposed to have some decent weather this week. And the next week, someone was saying we might get down to like the 50s or some shit.
Now that's the problem around here, is that it's like, it just can't be nice. Mm-hmm. Got to be hot, got to be cold. I think 50 is a little chilly.
Yeah. 72 now, the high is going to be 85. Looking at Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 78, 79.
I'll tell you a 79, mid to high 70s, real nice. Just real nice. So hopefully it stays that way.
Look at the Monday, Tuesday, the following week, it's looking like 87, 85. But we have some 70 and 80 degree weather. It's not, we're about 90s and 100s. Hmm. Thunderstorms. That one we had the other day came out of nowhere.
We didn't get it. Never got it.
You guys didn't get that?
Dude, I haven't had rain in forever.
What was it, Wednesday or Thursday night? It just like right around 5 o'clock, it just started thunderstorming and rain here.
I know it's like random. People got it, but definitely didn't get anything. Need it though. Mm-hmm.
No wind cut my grass this week. And out the way.
How was that?
Good, good. I've been trying to go over the last couple of weeks, like once a week. Or I cut on Monday. The following week, I cut it like on Thursday or Friday.
It's so crispy right now. You can let it go. It's hot.
Yeah, but I have to look at my. I drive by, pick up the mail, do some work, and then if I see my neighbors on both sides cut the grass, I cut
mine. Yeah, because they're bastards. Ruining it for everything. Yeah, that's I'm ready for a little fall. I'm not 100% ready for fall. I do like summer. I like summer with a shower though. It's just been so crispy.
Yeah.
My grass held on for as long as it could, but it has started to turn.
My brother lives in Indianapolis. He's talking about they just get nothing but rain up there. Like rains almost every other day.
Yeah, it's wild. I just take one strong shower, 10, 15 minutes. Just let the grass get a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just not in the cards right now.
When I was younger, I remember just driving around seeing sprinklers and people watering their grass. They don't even do that no more.
Nah.
So much money.
I thought about doing the front yard that way, but it is expensive.
We're seeing the sprinklers go up. The one that goes back and forth. Yeah. It's a little kid running through the water.
You'll still see it in some nice neighborhoods, but it is rare. You don't see it very much anymore. I don't know if it's the price or if it's like just no one cares. Even not like in a bad way, but just people don't want to mess with stuff anymore.
Even the street that I used to live on, I mean, there were some people that took care of their grass. They're always out there doing nice, but never watered it. I see them watering like their plants.
Yeah. Well, I water my plants outside, but the grass is what it is. I let it be crunchy.
Yeah, but they got so much construction going on over where you live, all the new stuff building over there.
Yeah, that's not ever going to stop, I guess. Every time a project wraps up, a new one starts over here, so. I've just decided that's life.
Yeah. So what was your week like this week?
Very heavy with work. But I mean, I played most nights. I think just the same junk though. Just, part of Animals Rocket League. Farm together too. That's it. Nothing new, nothing fancy.
You guys did win a tournament though, right?
We did win a tournament. It's first time since I think season 12, and it's season 19. So 7 seasons ago was the last time that we won. Now, I will say we didn't play for several seasons also. I think we were also debating on whether or not we're going to stick with it, or if we're going to get our money back for this season and maybe take a little time off too.
Right.
You know, he wants to be able to play more games. He blames the fact that I only want to play a few things. The thing is, I don't want to play 12 games at once. I hate that.
Right.
I don't want to play. I don't want to be playing Split Fiction, Party Animals, Rocket League, Medieval Dynasty, Roguecraft. Like, I don't want to play one of those every 7 days when it rolls back around to its turn. And I don't want to play 8 games a night either. We only play for 2 to 3 hours. It just doesn't seem like in my mind, we've got to phase something out if we're going to play something else. Which is okay, but it's like, we're going to quit playing Rocket League and then we're going to start going through some of those other experiences. And I really don't want to switch. I would like to just play Split Fiction until we're done. I'd like to play Roguecraft till we beat it. You know, I'd like to play Medieval Dynasty until we probably aren't going to go back.
Yeah.
Like, let's just jump in it every night. Let's just play it. Let's just get deep in it. And then when we're done with it, we're done with it. We can move on and feel good about the purchase. What I don't like is to like keep bouncing in and out of stuff. By the time I remember how to play, we're on to the next thing.
I remember what you were doing.
Yeah, so I just have gotten to where I don't want to, I just don't want to swap. Just whatever we play, I want to just stick with it.
Yeah, I jumped into Minecraft and I was in a certain area. What was I doing over here? I forgot what I was doing because it's been a couple months.
Yeah.
I was like, what was I doing? I seen some stuff laid out and I'm like, I don't remember what I was doing over here. No purpose of this.
Yeah, it's easy to not know. Because if you're not in it, you know, consistently, it just freaking falls apart.
Or is it that you guys just jump into Animal Crossing and all the animal,
Party
party
animal.
animals and in Rocket League because that's just you guys it's just a automatic habit.
Well, it's more we jump in there because it is the passes. Like if you got to finish them.
Yeah.
So
Pay for it.
correct. So it's like that obligation to get it done is what I think keeps me going. I'd say he's probably the same, but you know, Rocket League, it's a paid pass. As long as you get your pass done, you get your money back. You know, we switched from Xbox to PS5 on Party Animals, and we have already, you know, we have finished the pass now. We don't have all the stuff, but we have finished the pass now. So we could wait for events to pop up on there. It doesn't have to be played every night. So we're at a point where we could start phasing where Party Animals doesn't need to be played as often. And I think we're 85 on the Rocket Pass, and I think level 100 or 110 is your last level for money. So
Yeah.
we're like right, we're right at, I think it's level 100. So we're right at, we're 15 levels away. It's got like 20 something days left. By the time this thing winds down, we could take the next one off and we could just focus on playing some of those other things. I just don't want to bounce around. Like if we're playing Medieval Dynasty, that's what I want to jump in every night for 2 months until I don't want to play that game anymore.
Right.
And then, you know, farm together is still a thing that you're having to play pretty well every night. You know, there's just a lot of jumping around and it just wears me out.
Get that.
I do enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy the things that we play. It's just a lot.
You mentioned Split Fiction, and I mean, is there that one game that you just, hey, let's just get in there, let's get it over.
Well, Split Fiction's kind of that way. And I don't mean like get it over with in a bad way, but like get it over with and that we played 40% of it and just never touched it. You know, to me, it's silly for us not to finish that
Right.
when we were where we were at with it, but we just. It's like all things. You know, it went to the back burner.
Right. Then, as games come out, you know, because there are certain games he likes to play alone.
Well, Patman, friend of the show, Patman, and friend of the show, Marshall 205, have been talking a lot about playing iRacing.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't know that I'll do that. I don't know that I won't, but I don't know that I'll do that. So in my mind, I'm like, I need to let's knock out some of the things we have so that when you jump over to play that, I can play some of the single player games I want to play.
Right, because you barely have a chance to play any.
Yeah, there's plenty of things I want to play, but let's knock out, like let's get the stuff we've already started or sort of deep in. Let's get those done. So we can feel good about moving on. But I don't know what'll happen. But yeah, it's a basic week for me. Nothing fancy.
The same. I didn't get to finish, of course, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. It ended. So a lot of fallout and a whole bunch of farming alone too.
I think I'm a level 58, so I'm way back there.
Yeah, I'm 103, 104, something like that now. Farm's like 98.
I have
Still.
managed to like not treat it like a job. Like I enjoy getting in there. It doesn't feel like a thing I have to do. Still feels like something I want to do, and that's nice.
Yeah, so my farm is so big now that I spend, almost two seasons, 2 years just to finish everything off, like to crop, grab everything, sell it, plant it. Then I'm only still, like I said, 24, 25, like plots of land I've unlocked.
Yeah, he was saying last night that it takes forever for him to harvest everything on his, but the way I am, like I'm keeping mine small. I can harvest all my stuff in a season. And I just don't know that I need more fields than that right now.
I think I'm making a mistake because I think I'm setting mine up like my old one that I will farm together too. I'm farming the other one, the first one. It's just so much massive and so much stuff that I need to scale back some. I've started like
Yeah.
going, doing, trying to add in to figure out the some plots and some plans. Like I visit some other people's lots just to see what they're doing. Maybe there's something I'm not doing right. Like I don't use none of the feeders. And I know people use them. I'm trying to figure out how to use it. I need to look up a video to see how to actually use it plot wise. Best use for your extra people that can harvest what get them to do specific jobs.
Yeah, for me, I am just focused on like when I get a new thing, I put down some for challenges, but my goal is just to keep the farm running and slowly chip away at some of those more grindy tasks and just keep unlocking squares or plots as you can. I'm not worried about setting it up. I'll be honest with you. I think my plan right now is when it's all said and done, I'll probably sell every single thing that I have and then lay it out the way I want it. Because even though I will say, friend of the show Marshall 205 has been trying to keep it organized, so he moves stuff in and out all the time, and he's been trying to keep it somewhat organized. But at the end of the day, it's like you don't know how you want it to be till you have everything unlocked, and then you still got to leave room for seasonal shit to pop up.
Right, that's my problem.
So you say, hey, there's 20 trees, I'm gonna leave 20 plots, and then spooky trees pop up, and you're like, well, damn, I don't have anywhere for them to go. So it's like leaving enough room for that. And, you don't have enough room early on to do that. It's just like, I'm just think it's easier to drive around with the tractor, highlight everything and delete it and then put it back down. It gives you all of your money back when you delete something.
I thought that was half. If
I'm
you,
not sure. It looks to me like you get everything
I
back.
think it's half. Like if you put,
I'll check and see.
yeah, because I'm doing trees right now. I'm cutting some trees back, and then what I go for is half. Then if you sell like a plot, like
Maybe it's the fish. Because I deleted the fish and I swear I got the same money as it cost to put it down.
maybe I haven't deleted it. Well, I don't pay attention because I only was it the koi fish or something or the one that's
Yeah.
so. I get where because I have so many of those. All right.
So maybe I won't do that if that's the case because some of the flowers are ungodly expensive. So we'll just see. But on that, but I want to, yeah, I need to. I'm just not worried about how it looks and I don't want to grow it to a point where I can't manage it by myself
Yeah.
because I think that also stops being fun.
right now it's a grind for me to go through.
Yeah.
Then I was trying to keep all like certain things together, like all the specific trees that produce apples, and this one that produces this thing, this pre-apple. Then I just unlocked another one. I'm like, well, that messes up my flow here. Now I have six up here, two down here. It doesn't look right. And the colors of the trees, like too many look alike. And I'm like trying to separate them to so I know which one's which.
Yeah, and the flowers, they really look alike.
Oh God, the flower. I was trying to keep all the certain daisies together and
Yeah.
the chrysanthemums in, but they look too much color wise. So now I'm trying to just plot them down and just do opposite colors.
See, the way I like it to be is like whatever I end up doing, but it's like 20 of each flower. I don't want 21 of one. I don't want 8 of another. Like, I like to have the same amount of things. He likes chaos and likes to just shit out however many he feels like and move on. So everything's random.
See, I would like to get some of the caretakers and just get like two or three just to do all the flowers while
Yeah.
they're.
Yeah, I think there's probably a good way to lay them out to where I haven't really focused. I have one worker, but I need to really focus on how it works and what it costs for what size. Like, I don't know what's best to do with them. I don't know if it's best to do the bigger plots or not.
Well, let's say I'm a level like 103, and I only have two workers. That's how I can't have any more.
Oh, I just have the one and I haven't even tried to get another one to know if I could or couldn't,
You should be able to, because I think I had two by around level 50.
but I need to figure out how to maximize them because I know you can change the size of the area they take care of, but I don't know how much more it costs, if it's worth it. Like, I just
It
don't,
doesn't.
I haven't done any research.
When you decide where you want them, you can like just level area it out and shrink it to like the one I have maxed out, and I have all kinds of trees and all the like the honey farm, the jam factory. I have all that under them. Let them just do that.
Does the one that's stretched all the way out cost as much as a tiny one, though? Yeah, so I need to figure out what's worth it and what's not.
Yeah, so it's the same amount. So you can have small or big. So I have one that just plots out my fish. So I have like four little sections, and it does all the fish, and the other one is all the other stuff. I don't have to
Gotcha.
want to keep on going to the well or keep on going to the wheat bin, the wheat silo. That they just automatically go there. Now I want to create, because all the different buildings you can make, the little houses, I want to create like a little city with like a fountain and around, and go inside in between the houses and sidewalks. But then as you do stuff that I just unlocked like a train depot, and I'm like, okay, if you're gonna do a train depot, I need a train. So now I'm
Right.
thinking like, okay, where's this train gonna go? Where am I gonna put the train tracks? And
Yeah, see that's the shit right there. It's like, did I plan to have a train? Like, did I leave room for a train? Or you put down your path and then you unlock a better looking path and you're like, well, damn.
I just
You
unlocked
know.
sidewalk, a certain kind of sidewalk. I'm like, ooh, those look
Yeah.
pretty cool. And
Yeah, should I have just waited? I don't know. I really like that game. I just don't know that it's worth caring about how it looks until you have everything unlocked. But it is going to be a pain to go like move everything out of the way. And
the B as the B usually the easiest thing to do just to sell it and repath it, instead of
yeah,
trying
I
to
think
grab, move,
so.
grab, move, because that's what I'm doing now. I'm grabbing, moving, grab, move, grab, move.
Yeah, I think it's a pain to do it that way.
Like you said, there, I just did some flowers that were like 21,000 a plot.
A lot of money. That game's wild. You can get on there. It's just a management simulator for those that have really never looked at it, but it's a management sim. It's a farming game, but it could just easily be a tablet game. It is just, you know, clicking on stuff, putting stuff down. But it's a you can have $4,000 when you jump on, and then you can harvest all the fields you planted before you quit, and you can have like 2 million. Like, the swing of money is crazy in that game. Because it costs so much. And again, like, looking at the crops and what gives you the biggest return. I've been doing a lot of the acorn pumpkins because they net you about $1,000 per pot on profit. But they take a day and 12 hours.
See me, I'm only plotting what I need to harvest for like
The quest.
objectives, quests,
Yeah.
and then for resources. Okay, I need wheat, so let me find the cheapest wheat. I need lettuce, let me find the cheapest lettuce. Cherries, and chili peppers, all that stuff. I just do the cheapest.
So I've got a couple fields I leave open for quest stuff, and then everything else I just run those pumpkins if I can, those acorn pumpkins. But again, it's like they make 1,000, but you lock your fields up for a day. But then also, I'm not going to play again until tomorrow. So it's like if I know I'm not going to play again until tomorrow, then it doesn't really hurt to lock a field up for a day.
Right.
If I was on plan all the time, I wouldn't plant those, because if I'd plant something that's ready in 45 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, because then I can run quantity. But yeah, like making those decisions and making sure you know what you're doing, and you want to do your quest before you sell your stuff off. There's just like an order to everything.
And so I wish your caretakers would, it would let them harvest everything as the game's not, even when the game's not, when you're not on, because it doesn't, they don't do anything until you start it up. Then they run around
Yeah,
and start grabbing everything.
we had talked about that before, and I think in the old game they did harvest, but I don't know that, but they for sure don't in this.
Oh yeah. As soon as you unlock, I open up and I see everything. Okay, they need to get to work, but they only do work when you're on. And someone was telling, seeing someone like a YouTube video. There's they did theirs. They just leave the computer going, and they just have their caretakers just farm all their stuff for them while their
Yeah,
game is playing. And
you
they're not
have to
even
leave
playing,
it.
they just leave it.
You just have to leave it on. Maybe that's what we did before, was leave it on. Because I know for sure they don't do anything, because when they come in, they're always harvesting. And they're slow too.
Yeah, they are, because they got to run, stop, run. They run back to their little center, then they go back out and run back to center, go back out.
Yep. It's fun though. It's farm together too. I think
Let's
it's 20 bucks.
get some news going. I think there was gonna be that much, but there's just a bunch of random stuff here and there. First thing, PlayStation news as usual. PlayStation has announced for them to they are going to raise the price of the PlayStation 5 again. Yep. So the prices went up about $50 for system PlayStation 5, the digital and the pro. So the normal PlayStation 5 is going to be $549.99. The digital will be $499.99, and then the pro will be $749.99.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone knew this was coming, and it is what it is. It sucks. It always sucks for things to cost more later on, because that's in your brain, that's not the way that it works.
Right.
But I'm not shocked.
No, we kind of knew this was coming.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Now, one thing, GameStop is going to counteract that and give you an extra $50 if you trade in your PlayStation 4, 5, Switch, Xbox, which that's good for them.
It is. I mean, I wouldn't say they're a company doing anything out of the kindness of their heart, but it is good.
Right, just some random stuff here and there. Call of Duty Black Ops 7 pre-order is not doing well according to PlayStation. They are number six on this little chart here. NBA 2K Superstar Edition, NBA 2K Leave No Doubt Edition are 1-2. FC 26 is number three. Battlefield 6 is number four. Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater is number five. Then Call of Duty Black Ops is seven. Now, in the article I was reading, it said that it's mainly due because NBA 2K and FC is coming out a little sooner, so that's why they're a little bit higher ranked than Black Ops. But it is weird that Black Ops is behind Battlefield in their eyes. This is
Yeah, I
just
mean, it is.
PlayStation Store.
Things will ramp up. I mean, can you imagine if they open up pre-orders for Grand Theft Auto? I mean, things are going to change.
Yeah.
Things are going to move. As you get closer, excitement ramps up. People see more, play more. I mean, there's no doubt right now that people are high on Battlefield 6. They just had the open beta. People got jazzed up about it. It seems like it's pretty good. There's no doubt that people are excited about it. And here's the thing. Call of Duty could absolutely have an off year, but there's no part of me that feels like Call of Duty is not going to be successful. So I would say in the end, you just look at what each of them does, and that'll be your true test.
Also, if you look at the NBA 2K and the FC, it's a certain edition where you get all the extra add-ons. And if you look at the basic edition of 2K, it's not. It's
Yeah.
6, 7, 8, 9. It's number 9. So, and all these other ones are deluxe editions, ultimate
Yeah, but still pretty
editions.
damn insane that they're number 1, 3, and 9. Like, that's pretty wild. It's wild to me that the $135 edition is the second most pre-ordered thing.
Yeah, I guess the stuff you get with it.
It's expensive. I don't know. Call of Duty will be fine.
Right. Bungie's boss, Pete Parsons, is leaving. Departs leave Sony's as Sony starts to take over Bungie.
I mean, this is not what Bungie did not want to be, become part of Sony, but I mean the missteps, and to me the misinformation, it seems like when Bungie was purchased at their financial state and how bad they were, I think has led to a little bit of a salty relationship within Sony and Bungie. I don't know anything that anyone else knows, but I would assume that there was no other way around this. It's not what that person wants. They made plenty of money. You know, Pete's got money for life now. It's just not what they didn't want to be run by Sony. And I'll be honest with you, Bungie needs to be run by Sony right now. Maybe not forever, but right now, you know, a lot of Bungie's future is going to depend on what happens with Marathon. And they had to go back to the drawing board after the beta. You know, there's a lot of stuff people didn't like. A lot of stuff people just demanded be in the game. You know, Destiny is a valuable IP, but I don't know how valuable. You know, they paid $4 billion for them. So Sony's going to have to make it work. You know, Bungie's also, you know, from what you read, a lot of the reason you never saw The Last of Us multiplayer, the reason, you know, Fair Games and Concord and there, all that is in the state it's in, is because Bungie got say into how they're going and how they're doing. And they had their own struggles. So it's a bizarre situation and probably a purchase that if you could go back, Sony would not make.
In the meantime, Chief Development Officer Justin Truman is going to be taking over the CEO role at Bungie. Next one, Stalker 2 is going to be coming to PlayStation 5, the game that was on Xbox. We got a bunch of stuff coming. I remember I watched that game. It looked great. It looked good, but I'm not really into the horror games.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm not, it's not for me either. It does look good though.
The game World of Tanks. I remember a friend of show Marshall 205 was about making out one of his games for play multiplayer player night. Kiss is going to be coming to World of Tanks in this Metal Fest.
It's weird. Their tanks are all painted up like your face.
Like the faces and your little character could be one of the KISS characters.
That game has a crazy following.
And they keep on putting stuff out for it.
Yeah.
There's always free DLC every now and then, or like a not DLC, but little add-ons you can get, little tanks and stuff. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds Pac-Man crossover. Coming that was a tease that during Gamescom a little bit. We'll go over some Gamescom stuff. My screen's all messed up where I that stuff. But Pac-Man and Sonic are gonna be teaming up in a cross worlds
I can't imagine I'm ever going to play that.
time. Let's see. Konami is considering bringing more games out if Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater does well. They will look at into bringing some remakes if it does come good.
I assume they mean if it sells well, not if it reviews well or
Yeah, it
is well
sells well.
done.
Yeah, it makes money.
And it absolutely will and is going to succeed financially. There's not a doubt in my mind that this does crazy numbers for them. I don't think, you know, it's not going to dethrone, you know, 2K. It's not going to push over Madden for the year, but is I think it's going to do very good numbers for Konami.
There's a game called Satisfactory. It says a very popular open world factory building game. It is coming to PlayStation 5.
It's a game that I've wanted to dabble with. I think I got it on Steam Deck, but I didn't stick with it. I can't remember if that's the one. No, that's not the one I got. People love Satisfactory. I think it would be interesting to see how it does on console. It seems very complicated, so I'm not sure that you need the interface of a PC.
Yeah, which I think is
Is
crazy that the
gameplay in this?
sim games are actually doing really, really well.
Yeah. I definitely did not play this. I definitely would like to play this. I played a different one. But I've heard really good things about it. I hear you can just like lose your whole life in here and just play for literal ever.
Sim games,
Seems
there's
like
a
my
bunch
kind of game,
coming.
though. Yeah, there is.
All right, next one, Halloween. The game or the movie is going to be bring to a game. It's going to be basically kind of like the Friday the 13th game. It's going to be a story mode for multiplayer or for single player, and then a multiplayer version.
Yeah, maybe we would play those asymmetrical games if they were free and we were doing like a game night, but I past that, I don't really see us ever doing that.
Yeah, we had fun with the couple we did try
Yeah.
for a couple sessions. Here. Let's see. This Euro Truck Simulator 2 has been announced there. I was looking at Gamescom and look all the games. There was literally like six trucking simulator games coming out randomly, just Truck Sim, Euro Truck Sim Later two, riding sim.
Yeah, Euro Truck Simulator and American Truck Simulator have been around for a while. It seems like it's coming to consoles. The game I sent you guys, I don't know if you pulled that up.
I did not pull that up.
I forget the name of it, but there's another truck driving game that looks pretty legit too. I would love to have these on a console. I think I would play them.
Try to find out what would.
I forgot what it's called, like Long Haul Hero or some bullshit like that.
Road Kings.
Road Kings, yeah, that's a good name. That you're literally driving into a tornado.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be a little faster, but yeah. I mean, you're right. The simulation games are big time right now, and they seem to just be selling crazy. I mean, if you look at the reviews on stuff like the firefighter simulators and the the construction worker simulators, like they get crazy amount of reviews on PlayStation. You have to buy it to review it. I mean, they're selling.
And none, they're not going free either, but they're still going. Here's Road King's trailer. You guys are not seeing this.
Yeah, Road Kings looks good. Also saw a Park Ranger game. I mean, there's tons of crazy stuff going on right now, and I think it'll be a good year for simulation next year.
There's that one
I think all
sim.
this is coming out next year, but I think it's gonna pop off. Yeah, Road Kings. I'm probably gonna play that. Maybe. I doubt it has multiplayer, but I think I'm probably gonna play it.
More than likely it will. All right, some Xbox news real quick. The Xbox Rogue Ally has a launch date. They're saying this is on Microsoft's website of October 16th. Apparently it was leaked, and then they took it off, and then they brought it back. October 16, if you wanted to check out the Rogue Ally, Xbox Rogue Ally, you can. They are doing some cool things on there. They were talking about this new in the My App section of the Rogue Ally. You'll be able to see the different apps on there. You have Battle.net, Edge, and then the Until with the GOG.com Galaxy, be able to put your Play Anywhere app on there to see the game, so you can go straight to the app that you want to play with, which is good for the people who just want to get to there and
Are you going
not.
to get one?
No, I'd rather kind of get a PlayStation Portal first. I play more PlayStation games. I just don't need another system that has different games on it. is that then I'll have, I think it's the problem. I have way too many systems and not enough time to play all the systems. I think that's what stops me from playing. And my brother was asking me, how come I don't play more PC games with him and stuff like that? I was like, well, I have a PlayStation. I'd rather play games on that. Right. So at the, I tried to find the Sony booth, but they didn't really have any pictures. Here's some pictures of the Xbox booth. There was really nothing amazing at Gamescom. There was something I did like. They showed little clip art, some posters. This there are no ghosts at the Grand game. Apparently is like really was really, really popular. People wanted to play that one in Nemo.
Yeah, I think they said it was the most vendors they've ever had at Gamescom. But I'll be honest with you, it seemed like the announcements were a little lackluster.
I think it had too many.
Yeah,
And
I just haven't seen anything making the rounds where I'm like, oh my gosh, it just seemed like a lot. But not anything like mind-blowing.
there's a picture of the ally here.
Yeah, they look good. I mean, they're nice. I love the little nubs on them. I feel like they're going to be easy to hold. They do look large, but I'm not going to spend the money on one.
That's just too much. This one they're playing, they have a Hogwarts on this one here.
Yeah, Harry Potter simulator.
Helldivers 2 has a release date and some information on it. Coming, it'll be launching August 26th. By the time you listen to this, probably it'll be out
For
on
Xbox.
Xbox. I have launch times, I have all this different stuff, the cross progression. It does have cross play, but not cross progression. So if you do play on PlayStation, you load up an Xbox character, you will start all the way. It
Yeah,
is
it's not on Game Pass either, so get ready to buy it.
is 35 gigs. When you do download it.
And they do have some Xbox themed items. I think there's some Master Chief stuff, some Spartan stuff happening.
Yeah, the ODST stuff.
Yeah, and my understanding is that's also available on PlayStation.
Yes.
So I hope it brings people back into Helldivers. I hope that game finds some legs and doesn't completely fall off. I know people are still playing it, but I hope it gets a second wind here.
Yeah, here's a little thing here to the Halo,
Yeah.
all the different stuff.
Yeah, I actually dig those outfits. They look good. Do I want to play Helldivers and get those? Maybe.
There are games, some games leaving Xbox Game Pass coming up soon at the end of the month, August 31st. Ben 10 Power Trip, Borderlands 3, Paw Patrol, Mighty Pup Save Adventure Bay, Sea of Stars, and then This War of Mine Final Cut leaving. I actually
You wonder if
enjoyed this.
Borderlands is leaving because they want to sell it to people who are getting jazzed up about playing it before Borderlands 4.
Probably. So this War of Mine Final Cut, I actually really enjoyed that game. If you even played it, maybe look at that one. Nintendo, couple of Nintendo news. There was a game listen reporting for Starfield for Nintendo Switch 2.
I don't
Which at
know
the
instant gaming.
yeah, no, it's somebody out there says rumored and it had a pricing and release date was showed up on there. If they do it, it'll be cool. See again
Yeah.
another game.
Well, to my knowledge, the Switch 2 is capable. I don't have one, but everything I've read is pretty well capable of running anything that's out now. So I don't see why. Man, I don't see why not. Why not put Starfield on it?
Yeah, I mean that in this same article, Microsoft has confirmed Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is coming for Nintendo Switch in 2026. Switch 2, I'm
Yeah, why
sorry.
not?
Right, 8-Bit Duo has come out with their own arcade controller. I'm not as I don't like it.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah. It's gonna be for
Where's the
$89.99.
joystick?
Is yeah, yeah. There's no joystick.
Oh, is it that weird little rocker wheel thing?
Yeah, this right here, the middle, probably.
And it rocks back and forth.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Had the little apparently on the bottom of it, it had the up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a nice touch, but not having the stick is weird.
Says the best way to play Street Fighter 6. I don't know if it don't have the I was talking about Chibi Robo last week. It is coming to the Nintendo Switch 2 GameCube's library this week. Or if so if you have the Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack, you subscribe to it, you can play Chibi Robo.
Yeah, the GameCube version, correct?
Yes, the GameCube's version of it.
Yeah. Chibi-Robo was a cool game. I'd like to see them show that franchise some love, so.
All right, here are some pictures of the Nintendo's logout thing. They basically look like the same. They show here to show Elden Ring for Nintendo Switch 2 in the background. That's pretty cool to see that. Hollow Knight, Silksong got announced. Is it
Hollow
going to
Knight
be?
was at Xboxes too. There are people putting a lot of money in Hollow Knight.
Yeah. I played it. I had fun with it for a little while. It just the memory of where to go. Kind of like Blueprints, you have to remember which door to go to.
Yeah, I also played it, but briefly, but I enjoyed it. Look at that Lego Batman though. Look at that
Life
stud.
size, yeah, Lego Batman was re
Yeah.
announced.
What would you do with it? Did you love to have that? Would you keep it forever? If you
Oh
could get
yeah,
your hands
the
on that, or would you sell it?
that no, I would keep that.
Yeah.
If now if I had a
Yeah.
bunch, then we'll see. But if I someone gave me that, I'd keep it. With that
They had
red.
the Lego Batman, the Dark Knight something, Legacy of the Dark Knight or something. Scroll back up. Right beside there. Lego Batman, Legacy of the Dark Knight is a new Lego Batman game coming out. And they have like a. I don't know if life size is right because I don't know how big of a minifigure actually is, but he a big minifigure.
Yeah. He's maybe what look compared to that guy 5'8", 5'9". This is probably 3 foot, 4 foot
Yeah,
minifigure.
2.5 foot, 3 foot. That'll sell him. That'll sell that one.
Yeah, I would like to have one of those. You walk into my little Lego room.
He's right there, just on like a pedestal, maybe staring at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or right before you go in the room, like, hey, what is this?
You flank one on each side. Maybe like a Superman, Batman.
Yeah, something.
Maybe you mix them. You put a Batman and a Spider-Man. We talked about are you done with the Switch stuff?
Two more
I'll wait for
things.
this comment then.
Okay. So there's this game coming out called the Tourist Deluxe Exclusive. It's coming to the Switch 2. They look like the Brickheads, little figures.
They do look like brickheads.
And the game looks Dave the Diver-ish and a bunch of other people. There's some gameplay. Kind of like a Minecraft, Dave the Diver. Here's a guy running around with another little dude. Yeah, see, the one of the little characters look like a little Minecraft.
It reminds me of that 3D Dot Heroes game.
There he's running around in his little city.
Yeah, it reminds me of that.
Go play arcades.
Oh, it's neat. That game looks fun.
The
Oh,
David Diver
yeah.
down.
Yeah, it looks cool.
This is a game I probably
You
would
just
try to play on Switch.
do tourist shit.
They just run around as the little.
Is that multiplayer? Yeah,
Do not know.
it's cool looking.
I don't
I
think
should
so
check it
because
out.
the way it haven't shown any.
It's Tourist, the tourist. November 2019. Why does it say that?
Oh, because this is when the game came out like on a PC, but it's coming to Nintendo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's cool.
The well, Switch to the
The
Tourist
Tourist
Deluxe.
Deluxe. It looks like it has the original game plus all the DLC.
So we'll see. All right, now your comment.
I'm seeing a lot of people excited about the Spider-Man minifigs.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, both on TikTok and YouTube, and then stuff I'm reading on Reddit and stuff. People seem to be pretty jazzed up about that set. Like they're really excited about it because I think there's not been a lot of crazy Spider-Man stuff, and I think people are just, you know, there's a ton of crazy Batman stuff.
Well, I think the that's the thing. Like when they did the Dungeons and Dragons, like it was just
Yeah.
exclusive, and people weren't really sold on them at first. And all of a sudden, it started hitting.
Yeah.
And then now you're getting a Spider-Man one. I wouldn't be surprised if we eventually see like a Batman one or another character.
Yeah, it seems like people are really excited about the Spider-Man. I know we were kind of lackluster, but it's grown on me too.
Have you added like another figure or two that you might
Maybe,
look
yeah, there
at?
may be three or four that I get. You know, I feel the same in that, like, I've just got to have the cowboy Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I would like to have the cat Spider-Man, but like, I've just got to have the horse one. You know, do maybe I want the punk rock one a little bit now? Kind of.
Some other like just a news. I've seen this pop up. Oakley has a Meta HSEN limited edition glasses you can get. They're polarized. You can get four different colors. The black, there's the white with the gold lens, the white with the red lens or orange lens, and there's just a normal black and white. So they're Oakley glasses with the Meta camera inside of it.
Yeah, Oakleys don't fit my head well. They press in a weird way. They also look chunky, these particular ones. It's
I
just a
don't know
matter of
if.
time until people are wearing these in all the wrong places. Like, you don't want to
Yeah.
go in and your doctor have these on.
Right.
You know, he's recording as he's checking you. Like, there's just so many weird applications. I saw somebody saying they went to a massage place or a wax place and the person was wearing them and they said, well, they're not on. I just have them. And it's like, well, that's weird though.
Right. Because you can't tell if they're on or not.
Right. It's weird. You know, I just, there's a lot of applications where, like, you know, I don't want the lady at the DMV to have these on. It's just getting a picture of everybody's license or even the cashier checking you out is recording everybody's debit card. Like, there's so many weird applications where I just don't know that you want these on. I love technology though. You know, I'm not against them. Oakley's hurt my head, so these are not for me. I did get those early Amazon Echo glasses, the Echo frames.
Right.
They were neat. They're really thick. Because of my prescription, they never could get the lenses really dialed in the way I wanted for the shape of the glasses. I think that was a struggle. But yeah,
I just saw
I
that.
don't know. I don't trust it.
All right, so Vivo has their own 3D or I mean VR tech coming out. The Vivo Vision, they're claiming it's going to be 40% lighter than the Apple Vision Pro, and it's going to be one third the price. But it basically works as the Apple Vision Pro. And the little
That's
trailer
cool.
here, they show the guy just using his finger to snap on stuff and move, and nothing on his finger, just his fingers itself.
I'll just piss off all the Android people and say I am skeptical that anyone is going to make a headset for that works like the Vision Pro that is as good as Apple's. It's not that I think Apple just does everything right. It's just that for their product, I think they know what they're trying to make, how they're. I just don't believe if it's a third lighter and a third of the price that it's probably going to be a third as good too.
It does look like it fits the head pretty good on the little picture there.
I mean, visually, the product looks nice.
Yeah.
What about the battery? Is that a battery bank that it's going to?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's going down into that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks nice.
See? Or maybe not.
We probably won't see. Somebody will see.
All right, so did you watch GamesCon or look at anything? Did you see
I
anything?
just watched a short clip video and I wasn't super just blown away.
There was, I didn't really see anything big, besides a couple of games that, we dived in and looked at, like your game. Saw Cult of the Lamb. I saw that on there. So I was like, oh, I know you probably will like that one. Nothing like that blew me away to like, oh my God, I want to play. I have to play that one.
What about Emergency Room Simulator? That didn't do anything for you? Or Firefighter Simulator Ignite? See, people are talking about that one, believe it or not.
Yeah, just nothing really that blew me away. Here's Heavy Cargo, Truck Sim, Trucks and
Yeah.
Logistics Sim.
Trucks and Logistics then.
What is it? Escape from Duck Off.
I see what they did there.
Escape from Kartoff, I think it was the game. Let's see, where was it?
The
They showed Black
fit.
Ops.
Go ahead.
I was gonna go over a bunch, some of the few
Oh,
of the games.
the fishing expansion for Farming Simulator is crazy. I don't know if you saw that,
Yeah.
but it's wild.
They showed a Lord of the Fallen, Sekiro. There's the Batman. Onimusha looked wild. They showed the. They brought the actors, a few of the actor, two of the actors on the Fallout season two or Fallout TV show. They brought them out and they showed a little bit. There's any Death by Scrolling that looked very old schoolish. Kingdom 4, Takers, Silent Hill F still looks amazing. They showed more of that. Show that Chronos, the New Dawn. They showed a lot more with Outer Worlds 2. That was kind of weird. There it is, Cult of the Lamb. Woolhaven is the.
It's an expansion.
It'll be out in 2026.
I love expansions. I love the support for that game. I don't know if we're ready to just move on, though.
Here's the article here. Let's see, Mafia, the old country had a nude mod that you can make one of the characters nude. Other games have had this before, but this one came out and they've already Take-Two has already using a DMCA request to get it to have this removed. I remember GTA had that nude mod. Last of Us had a nude mod when it was on P when it hit the PC. The Sims have always had it.
People like to see the bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never going to stop. People are always going to do it. This, she's on horseback, though. I don't think you want that.
Is she really nude? I mean, because there's people that have done like you see this and they just do the black outlines to make it look like they're nude underneath, but they're not.
Yeah, I think she's probably nude.
Yeah, I'm sure this is from that. There's a K-pop Demon Hunter TV show or movie that came out on Netflix. Well, it's very, very, very popular. It's like number two overall. Well, Animal Crossing, someone at Animal Crossing decided to basically make their own version of this inside Animal Crossing with a little video. It looks okay.
I
Neat to have music playing with the Animal Crossing characters. And I've never seen it. I'm not going to watch it, but people already love it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the K-pop Demon Hunters to know if this is good or not. But I mean, Animal Crossing is adorable, so it is automatically adorable.
Yeah, so they basically did Animal Crossing characters into like one of their music videos. They did.
Yeah. Is it a
The
kids
group.
show?
No, it looks like it would be, but it's not. They're, it's an anime.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about it.
The gorillas are coming to Fortnite, according to a leak music group.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of following the gorillas have.
Not, especially not anymore.
They still put out music?
I think so.
2D and Noodle are most likely. It
Item
says our
shop
most
and
likely
then
item shop, and Murdoch and Russell are festival pass. most likely.
Oh, they might be able to get, they might ju drop this in there and get some more music, get someone to get some new fans. Apparently,
Maybe.
Bruno Bra Bruno, I'm sorry, Bruno Mars is on there now. Right, this is a sad one here. Kickstreamer died doing a live stream. He was streaming and his friends were messing with him. They kept on putting him in chokeholds. And he kept on passing out during that, and he ended up going to the hospital and died from there. Ralph Jean Portmanteau Gravin, even. It's a sad
Yeah.
world, a sad day.
Yeah, I don't know those people, but I also don't know why you would, as a grown man, be putting another grown man to sleep
Yeah,
over and
there he
over.
was live streaming, and the guys behind him, or it would just come up behind him and just grab him. I watched like a video of it. And they would just choke him and choke and choke him. And he would sometimes he'd fall asleep. And then sometimes he wouldn't when they were choking him.
Says he died in his sleep.
Yeah.
After the stream. So who knows? Weird. Just don't do weird shit.
All right, but last but not least, we have some Lego news we'll end it with. Usual we haven't talked about Lumi Bricks in a little bit, but Lumi Bricks have added so many new sets.
If you go up to shop, well, there, just go down. You're on that page, I think. There's a new arrivals tab. There they are.
Yeah, they've added this Brick Art Gallery, the Street Mod Garage, Medieval Taupe, or Troop.
See if you can just click on the new arrivals. There's one that, so if you go up to shop, I think there's actually a new arrivals tab. Oh, featured. There it is. Sorry. Featured up top. And then go to new arrivals. Try it again. There's like a full new arrivals page. There you go. That drive-in gas station, it's not on yours, but it keeps popping up on mine. It's like the stop in. There it is, beside the waterfall cabin. It has like a full-blown movie screen,
Oh,
the
yeah, right
Nightglow
here.
drive-in. But
Yeah.
I love that waterfall cabin. The waterfall itself lights up. Like they put the lights behind the waterfall. It looks really good. The drive-in looks good. See, look at that night scene. That's so sexy. Lumi Bricks are so good. Their minifigs are such trash. I don't know why they put them in the pictures,
But
but it
people
looks so good.
now people apparently are collecting the Let me break minifigures.
I'm willing to let mine go, anyone listening. I will let those go. Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205. I like that little stopover $30 kit too. The sunset stopover. I like that one too. It's little. For the show Marshall 205, he doesn't dislike the minifigs. To me, they're a mixture of the Playmobil
And then the
and like a
friends.
minifigs and the friends. Like they have that
Yeah.
vibe where they're kind of like bubbly and weird. I don't like the what do they call the, they're not the friends ones, but they're the ones that come like Wednesday. What do they call those? They're not minifigures.
I don't know what
They're
the
like,
actual name is. Yeah,
yeah,
because
they have a
Wednesday
name for the.
Wicked has it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those. Whatever those are, I don't like those either that Lego is doing. I
So
want a
now,
true Wednesday minifig. Like, I don't want whatever those figures are.
right now, with you doing the farm thing, is this horse stable one?
Now, I'm not a horse guy, so I don't think so, but I will tell you that there's some good ones here. That one looks good. The Vineyard Estates, the tram and station, I think looks pretty cool. The Street Mod Garage is kind of fun too. The new, from the new stuff looking at them though, I really like the Nightglow drive-in is cool. It looks like that screen lights up. I think it's cool. The waterfall cabin I love. I don't know what that screen is. It appears visually like it lights up though.
Does.
So I don't know. They We've said this and said this. I highly suggest you check them out. They're available on Amazon if you don't want to buy them directly from them. They do have a like MVP style program though. If you buy from them, you can unlock rewards and points, and they have exclusive sets and stuff.
Check it out. All right. Lego currently right now has an insider's sweepstakes going on, where you can win 10,000 points. You can do 10 free entries. They will end on September 30th. So for these 10 days of your time, go on to your post or your Lego account, and then go ahead and enter this. You never know. You have 10 chances to win it. Double insider points is going on with various sets. If you get the steam boat, steam shed, the dollhouse, created 3-in-1, Krusty's Burger, this little set here.
I love the living room set. I just want the living room set though, and don't want Krusty's. I may just buy that living room set. I'm not a big Simpsons fan, but I think it's undeniable to think that that's like not one of the most iconic cartoon sets that exist.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying they regret not getting the original Simpsons house when it came out.
It's a very good set. Scroll down a little bit. I also like the Of course, Van Gogh, I really want bad. And I like the Beauty and the Beast castle. Used to watch it a lot with my mom when I was younger. And that's one of like that's a Disney movie that hit for me. I
Oh,
would like to have it.
this is Blacktron Renegade.
Yeah.
Right behind.
You probably don't need another one then. Yeah, the Van Gogh's one that I'll get, the sunflowers before it goes all the way away. The next thing I'll probably buy is the botanicals, hibiscus, though.
They announced the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory officially.
I think it looks extraordinary.
Loompas. They have two
I'm not,
Oompa
yeah, they're
Loompas.
so good. I'm not a Willy Wonka guy. I think it's a really, really clean set. I think it looks awesome. Everybody comes with their golden tickets. It's a cool set. The Oompa Loompas are awesome. I would love to have the top row. I'd love to have Willy Wonka and the two Oompa Loompas.
Sure, you'll be able to go to Lego convention and buy them. Someone will
Yeah,
sell.
and pay $50 for them. Yep.
They'll probably be like, yeah, no, but yeah, for all three, yeah,
Yeah,
50.
or you could just buy the set. The set's what, 200?
219.
219, yeah.
There's a lot going on with it, that they're
It
on the
looks really
boat.
good.
Yeah, the chocolate waterfall. So that's a maybe set for me. They also announced the Arkham Asylum set. Pretty cool. They show
It's
more details
tough.
on it.
I'm not, I don't love Batman. I like Batman. Those Arkham Asylum game was special to me, more so than any of the other games. It also comes with 8,000 minifigures. I think it's like 15 minifigures in it,
16.
16. But it's also expensive.
Yeah, it's a cool play set to go
Yeah,
with along with
300
some of the
bucks though.
other. Yeah, $300 is a lot. They also announced these the Black Pearl, Lego Black Pearl. Well, I haven't really announced it, but some leaks have come online showing the Black Pearl.
Yeah,
Really, really
the
good.
return of the Black Pearl. They had a Black Pearl
Yeah.
before.
This is more of the collector's edition. It's gonna Here they show it's set 10365 with 2,862 pieces. It does look pretty cool if you're into the ships.
I figure friend of the show, Marshall 205, will get it.
There's a rumor that there's going to be an upscale blue spaceman, classic spaceman coming in 2026. Big size one, that'll be pretty cool to have for me.
Yeah, he's also holding a small version of himself
Yeah,
that is
each
still bigger than.
let's say each of them do that. They come with the little small mini figure version of themselves.
It looks bigger though than the small version. Like the one he's holding looks larger than a regular one too.
Yeah, I think this, because someone made fan made this.
Just a mock-up.
Yeah, fan made. All right, next one, and then There's some online pictures shown of the gift we purchased with the new coming out. I say Lego purchase of $130 or more beginning September 8th. They're saying that the Sega Genesis game controller will be coming out.
That's tough for me because if that's the real version of it, it's not that great looking. But I feel like I should have it because of the Nintendo and the Atari sets and the Game Boy. Like, I feel like I should get all of the things that are video game related that I like.
So it's if it wasn't for this picture, I wouldn't have mentioned it, but I looked at this picture and I was like, well, the picture actually looks like the box.
Looks like the box 40769, 260 pieces. It is branded as Sonic.
Hedgehog, the
And
Nedge,
so
the Nedger. Oh no, Hedgehog, yeah.
it's Hedgehog, it's just blended together. It's a blurry picture. Sega Genesis controller is what it says up top. Now, my thinking is why do this and why not just do a full Genesis set the way you did the other and give them the correct treatment?
Right. We'll see. That was all the news I had for today.
Nothing else from me.
Right. And as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/gamestitch. You can contact me on our social at game_stitch or at Ho Effin Show on the X or Twitters. Also on Instagram, same thing, Ho Effin Show. You can message me there. That was episode 653. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.